Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Stephon Marbury walking into the studio. We're live.
Hey, what's happening?
This is Brian. Sorry.
Get out of your way.
What's up, man? So Stephon Marbury is here. He's going to talk to some NYU students. And Starberry is back, too. So excited to talk to him about that. So you're going to have a Q&A with incoming students at NYU.
What are you going to tell the students, man?
Go to China.
If they want to.
Learn Mandarin right now.
If they want to, they can come. Definitely.
So I think about you and your relationship with New York now, because it's got to be complicated, right? Now, I grew up in New York. I love New York. I love the Knicks. I loved when you were on the Knicks. Mm-hmm. And you are a New Yorker. You played for that team. It ended ugly. And now you come back. You're still a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. But what's your relationship with the city right now when you come back?
My relationship with the city is... it's always been the same. It hasn't changed. I mean, I think with basketball during that time when I was here playing, it was a tough time. That's what I would say. It was a tough time, but we moved past it. And, you know, I came back to New York. I went to the Garden when they played one of their last games, and they recognized me, and, you know, it was cool.
They didn't treat you like Oakley.
Nah, I didn't get treated like that.
Any regrets on how it all ended for you here with the Knicks?
No, I don't have no regret. I mean, everything that has happened, I mean, you know, it happened and it's over with. You know, it was part of a learning experience.
How did you find your way to China?
Man, God. God, man. I mean, for me, it was an amazing opportunity to go and play basketball abroad and to build my brand. It gave me opportunity not only to play basketball, but it helped better my life and going someplace completely different.
Did you ever think it was going to work out the way that it did? Did you have expectations when you headed over there that were completely different than the way it played out?
None. I had no expectations at all. I mean, I went over there completely open-minded. I went with, you know, an open heart to basically love and to accept something completely different, and things turned out to be pretty cool.
How quickly did it take you to get acclimated to a foreign culture, and did you go by yourself, or did you have someone in tow from America that could, you know, you could lean on being in this foreign land?
Yeah, I went with someone the first year. I was only there for about 67 days the first year. The second year, I was there with my cousin. Third year, I was there with my cousin. And then from then on, I pretty much was there. I've been there by myself.
Gio and Jones with Stephon Marbury in studio talking to some NYU students. And Starberry is back and excited to see that in the States. Very successful in China as well.
How many black people were in China when you went over there?
How many? It's black people over there.
I know. I got some.
You'd be surprised. It's a lot. It's a lot of black people over there.
You like walk down the street like, hey.
No, we got that universal.
Over here.
Yeah, universal hand nod. That works wherever.
Yeah, you said with that. What up?
I was telling Gio, that's all we got to do is that. We don't have to know each other.
So Can you put into words what it's like to be in a foreign country and be as beloved as you became over there? What is that like?
I mean, it's been the most amazing experience of my life, being able to be recognized in a country where there are over a billion people, let alone one point, whatever they say. It's about over 300 million people that play basketball, which means that's our whole population. Everybody's bouncing the ball in America. And to be recognized and to be one of the guys who have made an impact in basketball and in sports there has been pretty cool coming from America. It's, you know, my story is very colorful. There's a lot of ups and downs. I will assume that a lot of people thought that my career would have ended, you know, in a plane crash. But, you know, we came down and we leveled off and went right back up and started to soar. And I credit that through my faith, my family, everybody staying positive and sticking with the dream. You know, we had a mission and going to China to learn about the sneaker business, and we did. You know, we are now, you know, in City Trends, we're now getting ready to relaunch our e-commerce platform on a completely different scale at Starberry.com. So, you know, a lot of positive things. You know, we just now put ourselves in a position to do a deal with another company here in New York, and going into some of the local stores like Vims and Dr. J's and hopefully Kohl's and just all of the low tier stores that give people the opportunity to have access to buying products. So, you know, we're trying to make a difference.
Three-time Chinese Basketball League champion, and you helped bring a championship there for the first time in 20-some years. I think it was 29 years. And so that's when they started erecting statues for you. As far as the business venture with Starberry, I played with a guy, Tim Brown, and he attempted to develop a shoe, or he developed a shoe, but it got no traction, really. How difficult of a task was it for you to develop Starberry and then get it out there in the marketplace?
It was extremely difficult. I think for me, you know, going into Stephen Barry's, it was the beginning of it was the beginning of a promising time. But, you know, for me, you know, when things went south, when they filed Chapter 11, you know, we weren't able to create that access for people anymore, which put us in a position where we had to try to figure out something different, a different route. And going to China was definitely not part of the plan. Mm-hmm. But when that happened, it opened up so many doors, and it gave us an opportunity to learn. You know, it took me 10 years to get to where I am right now as far as trying to build my own brand and, you know, trying to do it with limited capital. I didn't come into the game with a company like Under Armour.
Right.
But they came in with different people supporting the brand. I've been doing this on my own, you know, and I think for where we are right now, we don't pat ourselves on the back. We just look at it and say, wow, we came a long way. And we learned a lot through this journey, you know, not only just playing basketball, but trying to build a company globally.
Is that one of the messages you want to impart to the young men and women you're going to be speaking to at NYU, that, you know, this is a journey and it's not going to happen overnight? There will be pitfalls, yes. There will be peaks and valleys, yes. But if you believe in what you're doing, you have a great product, you can still be successful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, products it doesn't cost that much to make, you know, and what we're saying is, you know, you can buy products for $150, $200. We're just saying that this is something that we're creating for people to be able to say, you know what, there's a brand out there, there's a company out there that will be there, and they want to be a part of my life for the rest of our lives by giving us that opportunity to be able to buy something at an affordable price.
These are some very inexpensive shoes, and they look good, man. These look pretty good. I'm on your site right now. I mean, you're talking
Starberry.com.
Yeah, from $50 all the way down to $14. And they look just like everything we're walking around in here in America.
Gio and Jones with Stephon Marbury in studio across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Do you look back and think about your NBA career a lot these days?
Nah, I really don't. I mean, when you got a museum, two statues, green card, you know what I'm saying?
He got a museum.
You don't think about that stuff.
That's
you look
what
at
I
that
thought.
As it, look, you look at it as it was something that was supposed to happen, and it was a great platform to build something internationally. You know, we look at the NBA, we look at the NFL, we look at NHL here in America. But I think now, because of social media, you know, the games are shrinking. More and more people are, you know, they have access. You know, mm-hmm. little kids on high school playing on live right now, you could go watch and see because of, you know, the way how technology has transformed our lives. The game is changing. You know, everything is changing.
How well known were you in China when you first went there?
I wasn't well known at all, to be honest. I mean, people knew who I was, but, you know, the guys that were really well known were guys like Tracy McGrady, mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant, you know, those guys. They, you know, Kobe winning championships and Tracy McGrady playing with Yao Ming. So every time, you know, Yao made it to the All-Star team, you probably would see Tracy McGrady or Steve Francis or one of the other mm-hmm. stars, because, you know, when people vote from China, they vote for Yao and they vote for the other guy that's right. on their team. So, you know.
What's in the Stephon Marbury Museum?
You know, it's funny. My mom, since I was a little kid, my mom collected all my trophies, my plaques, my MVP trophies, medals, you know, from Olympics, Junior Olympics, so many different awards that I won over my life. And, you know, when they said that they wanted to build a museum, I was like, man, what am I going to do? All of the stuff. My mother was like, yeah, see, I kept all your stuff. And what I did was I shipped everything that I had, every trophy, everything that I've accumulated over the years. I shipped it to Beijing, and it's all inside there now, and people get an opportunity to see all of it. Pretty cool.
All right, man. I see a pair of shoes I want, but they're sold out. High stepper, blue, green. When are they going to come back online?
Everything is going to be up in about another 90 days.
You going to make some more?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
it's definitely, I like that. Be fresh. I dig that color. All right. I want to be funky fresh. All right. You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? That's why we say in Texas, we'll be funky fresh, yo. Okay?
Yo, man,
I ain't from Coney Island, but also, you know what I'm saying?
I want to send all of my prayers out to all of the people out in Texas that are struggling through this natural disaster. It takes so much air out of you when you see these things. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about my mom, you know, at 75 years old, trying to be hoisted up and put inside of a truck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing this stuff, man. It breaks the heart. And, you know, we just got to continue to be supportive and not only pray, but, you know, be as supportive as we can. And I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely. And it really is. Every time we see the images, we have it on the TV mm-hmm. right now. It's hard to believe. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine being there and dealing with this. Gio and Jones and Stephon Marbury on CBS Sports Radio. He is in studio with us, and he's going to be talking to some NYU students on the day that they move in. And also, Starbury is back here in the States. Starbury.com. Brian's been browsing that now for a good 20 minutes, and he is into it, and you will be into it as well. When you first made your trek over to China, were you angry at all with the way things had gone down in the NBA? Was there any grudges being held in the beginning when you went over there?
At that time, you know, I didn't have an opportunity to really feel that. You know, I was depressed during that time. I was dealing with losing my father, and I was just trying to create some balance in my life during that time. Basketball came about. You know, I had the opportunity to play again, and there was the opportunity for me to build my brand. Stephen Barry's had filed Chapter 11. I just had a lot of things that weren't going in the right direction for me at the time. So when I went there, you know, as I said, I just went there with a completely open mind. I just wanted to play basketball, and I wanted to build my brand. That was my mind frame and my mindset. And, you know, when I was there, I didn't have no preconceived notions about what could possibly happen. I just was going to do something different.
So were you initially repulsed by the idea, or were you open and had a clear mind and clear head about the opportunity from the outset?
Nothing was clear. It was just the opportunity about playing basketball and building my brand and getting back into a realm where you know, I can start doing something, because I was really in a really depressed state, mm-hmm. you know, after losing my father, my aunt, my coach, all of those different things at one time in 1 month. It was a lot, you know, and it had a big effect on me as time went on. You know, we all grieve completely differently. So for me, during that time when I left, you know, I was just in a mind frame of, I need to do something. I have to do something different.
How did you get to a point where you could pick yourself up after all that stuff was going on and get out the door? I mean, was there a time where you just didn't think you could embark on something else because things were going so poorly?
It was a time where I didn't want to do anything. You know, I just wanted to just sit still, be by myself, be with my own thoughts, and not deal with it in a way where it was like it became a thinking thing. You know, it started to become, I have to do something. Like, I can't just sit in this space and continue to live the way how I'm living. I have to continue to move forward. And in order for me to move forward, playing basketball was one of the outlets, because that was something that I loved to do. And trying to get back into that realm, you know, you got to sweat, you got to work out, you know, you haven't been training. It's a variety of different endorphins that start to come alive once you start doing that. And once I started to do that, which one of my friends, Wayne Hall, I'll never forget, in Texas, we was in Houston, and I was going through a tough time, and he was like, come on, man, you got to go work out. You know, when I wanted to just lay in the bed, and he was like, nah, man, you got to get up. You got to keep going. You know, and when I continued to do that, I had the opportunity to see myself again. And once I started to see myself again, that's when I was like, all right, I could do this.
Another great message for the kids.
Yeah, man.
Another one.
They picked the right guy to talk at NYU.
Either you curl up in the fetal position or you get back out there. Get back on that horse. Now, as far as the brand of basketball that's played in China, compare and contrast to the basketball that's played here.
I mean, it's completely different as far as the talent is concerned. I mean, you're playing against the best players in the world when you're playing in the NBA, and playing in China, you're playing against the best players in China. I think the game is growing, it's elevating, the talent pool is getting, you know, it's more sophisticated, as I would say, because the kids in China are training like some of the kids in America. And mm-hmm. They train for at least 5 to 6 hours, you know, 5 days a week. So for them, you know, they're in a onward and upward motion and learning the game and growing in the game, but it's going to take some time.
You still keep in touch with some of your former teammates, or is that just a life that you don't pay attention to anymore?
Yeah, I keep in touch with some of my teammates.
Yeah, you do? Yeah. I feel like you've had so much fun in this new life that you're like, I don't even care about these people anymore.
Nah, man. You know, I had a great experience playing in the NBA, although I had some tough times, but you know, the tough times, they only last for a little bit. They don't last forever. I think for me, the whole experience and the whole journey of all of what I've been through playing basketball and the ups and downs, I mean, it's molded me and it's helped grow me in the way that I needed to grow as a man living right now and doing what it is that I'm doing. Without those experiences, I wouldn't have been able to make some of the decisions that I'm doing now that are, you know, constantly driven towards helping people.
Now, have your communication skills evolved since living in China? You more versed in Cantonese and Mandarin?
I mean, I can say some stuff and
say
I can understand.
Ni hao,
ni hao, ni hao, ni hao.
What's her name? What's her name again?
What's her name again?
I think that's hello.
Is it? Wen Lin? Yeah, that is hello. Everybody say, oh, Wen Lin, Wen Lin. What about Wen Lin? Do? I'm like, no, it's not Wen Lin.
What the hell are we cooking up, girl? That's all I need. That's the first thing I want to learn when I go there. How you say, when we hooking up?
Oh, my goodness. You in China is dangerous, bitch.
I'm dangerous anywhere. Definitely in China.
There would not be a Brian Jones Museum in China.
No. Penitentiary, maybe. Yeah. That's about it.
Penitentiary.
That'd be a penitentiary.
Gio and Jones and Stephon Marbury. What's your proudest accomplishment in your life?
My proudest accomplishment, I would have to say first, winning the high school championship. Hmm. You know, winning the high school championship for me in New York City. You know, my brothers, I mean, all my brothers play basketball here in New York City for Abraham Lincoln. And all of them fell short. And, you know, I had the opportunity to win the championship, and my little brother was on the team as well. So we both won the championship. So my older brothers, they vicariously lived through us.
That's great, yeah. No, I mean, you were a big deal in being a guy who paid attention to all sorts of New York basketball. I mean, you were like the biggest deal back then. It's a cool thing. And to play for the hometown team as well.
Exactly.
I mean,
experience. No one can take my experience away from playing in the Garden.
Yeah.
No one will never take my thrills away. The Garden is, I mean, no matter what, it's still the most special place and sacred ground in basketball here in New York City.
Yeah, I was one of those guys cheering when I heard, you know, you hit a three, Stephon Marbury. Like I was going nuts in my little Nike Swingman white number three jersey up in the roof because that's all I could afford. You know, I mean, I was there with you, and I think that even though the Knicks have gone through some brutal times, there's still good memories in there. And
always,
yeah,
always. You always could take the good. You always take the good.
So when you look upon your career and the future of it, how much longer you plan on playing, and you still feel like you have a lot of life left?
Yeah, I'm. This is my last season playing as a pro. There are other leagues that are out there that I'm interested in. I like the Big Three because the Big Three is going to the Olympics. So I think, you know, there will be opportunities for guys to be able to exploit another horizon in basketball and in sports, especially on a global scale. So I'm just keeping my options open. I'm 40 years old. I'm still in shape. I'm fit. You know, I'm mentally focused. I know what I want to do. I know the game of basketball. So I have a lot of positive things going in my direction as far as me being able to still play basketball at my age. So
now, will you still bounce back and forth between the States and China once you hang
home?
Up?
That's always.
That's going to be home.
Yeah, no, it is home.
Okay. Oh, it is home.
Yeah,
it is my
home.
Bad.
It's home. This, China's home and America's home. These are my two places where I live at, and I enjoy it. I really do. It creates, you know, really good balance for me.
Let's get him ready for some of the questions he might face at NYU. All right, so it's tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time. You're going to be at NYU speaking to students. All right, so guy raises his hand in the front row. You still hate Mike D'Antoni?
No, I don't. I don't hate anybody.
All right, there you go. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. You got one.
Yeah, I can get to some. How much money you make? None of your damn business.
He's supposed to answer.
I know. I'm going to answer for him, but that's what I say.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. None of your nosy bastard.
All right. Steph, I'm a guy who has not had a lot of luck with the ladies. I'm moving into the dorm. What's your advice for me?
Do they homework.
That's it, huh? That's interesting.
Good one. Can I help you with your homework?
You need help? Oh, I know how to do that. I was listening in class. You came a little late.
Dude, they're over.
Exactly. Now I got a business venture, and I'm looking for some investors. Will you take a look at it?
No problem. We can look at it.
All right.
How can we help each other?
That's right. Yeah, there's probably not a college kid freshman right now who can help you with anything. I don't.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
That's why he's successful. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you do never know. Are you comfortable up in front of a bunch of kids and speaking to them? Because a lot of people don't like public speaking, and here you are imparting your wisdom on them. Is that an uncomfortable thing?
Nah, you know, someone did it for me, and it's just all part of the give back. It's part of you obtaining the knowledge and experience and you passing it on. You know, when I was younger and I heard so many different athletes speak and talk about life, about sports, about whatever it is that they spoke about, and you know, I was the kid that was always sitting in the front paying attention and listening, you know, so that I can learn. And for me to be able to speak at NYU, I mean, it's high praise and high honor. I'm elated to be able to do so, and I'm excited about it.
So when you come back stateside, because I imagine you spend the majority of your time in China.
Yeah, most of the time.
What emotions are you overcome with when you land back here in the United States?
At first, it was a little culture shock for me when I came back after staying for a whole season in coming back to America, because you see Chinese people, mostly Chinese people, every day. Mm-hmm. So when I came back to America, it was like I was seeing so many different.
Oh, there go Pookie!
I was seeing Pookie. I was seeing, you know, I was seeing different, you know, just seeing different faces every day. Now it became completely strange to me, and I was like, why is this, you know, happening? But culturally.
Attention, this is foreign.
Different.
And then that is...
When you live in there, yeah, and you're seeing it every day, it's just completely different. It's not the same. And, you know, Chinese people, everybody pretty much, they have the same type of facial features. It's mm-hmm. not like you got black or you got Spanish people or, you know what I'm saying? It's not like that. It's completely different.
See, that's why I need to go over there and help them with the diversity.
Listen.
I'll help them out.
They don't need any help,
yes,
man.
They do.
They don't need your help.
We don't want everybody with the same features. Okay? I got this. My calling.
We have about a minute left with you. What can we expect from Starberry in the coming months for people who are interested? Starberry.com.
Well, we're going to be in City Trends. That's one. Starberry.com, brick and mortar for City Trends, and trying to go into other outlets such as Walmart, Kohl's, JCPenney's. We're seeking Journey. We're seeking out all of the big distribution companies. And for Starberry.com, it's about the revamp and it's about the change. It's going to be pretty sweet. We're going to have a nice pre-order section where people will be able to pre-order things just like they pre-order on Nike or Adidas. And setting up that whole platform. We're excited. You know, it's looking really promising. We have baby clothes now, and I'm making some baby clothes.
Oh, wow.
I have a grandson, right. So, nice. You know, I was inspired by him. And he's a monster. He's big. He's... You know, he's a beautiful baby, and he's inspired me to do baby clothes at an affordable price for people because the babies grow so fast.
Yeah.
So you gotta buy new stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And I have three little ones, so, you know, I understand and I get it. And my daughter now is experiencing it.
Wow, it's amazing.
Make him a customer for life.
Yep.
Hey,
start him young.
Try.
Listen, it's great talking to you. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
And I've always been rooting for you, and I'm very, very happy to see all the success that you've had.
Thank you so much.
I'm rooting for some high steppers in blue and green, side 13. Okay, damn it.
I'll
pay for them. No, I don't want to be free. I can afford these prices.
Yeah,
come on.
That is true.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.